There's an old Russian saying that goes,
"The day you steam is the day you don't age."
That's Brian McWilliams. He's gathered with a group of friends at Southampton Spa, a Russian-style banya, or bathhouse, outside of Philadelphia. The group call themselves the Philly Steamers, and several times a month they sit in a wood-paneled room that's heated by an oven to temperatures that sometimes pass boiling. And they say it makes them feel great.
200 degrees is a lot more tolerable than one would think, even though sometimes it can be close to the temperature at which water boils.
Tolerable is relative. On the day I visited the banya, it was 197 degrees. I lasted for about 30 seconds before I bolted for the door. I've never been that hot. My fingers are burning. The tips of my fingers are burning. Okay, I managed to go back, but wondered how anyone could stand this kind of temperature.
I love hot. So, I know, it's good. But it detoxes you. Like, it opens everything up.
Like I said, I mean, I have a cold, so it was like the first thing I wanted to do was come in here, and you feel like you're just sweating it out. But, I mean, it does feel like you're just kind of, like, wringing the body out.
Tracy and Chris are firm believers in the healing powers of steam and expect to leave the banya feeling better. Brian McWilliams agrees.
Like, if you feel a cold coming on, like, and you go to the banya right away, it'll knock it out before it starts. You know, Russians have a whole tradition of that. They also sometimes drink vodka, but that's not necessary.
There's no evidence to say that being in a sauna or steam room is going to make you get rid of your virus or your flu or your cold any faster than if you were just to use, standard means of taking medications and drinking plenty of fluids and resting.
Robert Sinzilla is chief of emergency medicine at Einstein Hospital in East Norton, Pennsylvania, in Montgomery County. Dr. Sinzilla throws cold water on the overall body detox theory, too.
I can't say that there's any benefit from removing toxins or other harmful substances that are potentially within the body.
But on the plus side,
it allows pores on your body to open so that you're able to get rid of some of the wastes that might be in your skin.
Which is why steam is often used in facials. Steamy heat is not medicine. But the thing that keeps Philly Steamers coming back is how it makes you feel.
From both a personal and professional standpoint, I think that the element of heat, when it's used in a safe fashion, just tends to make people feel more comfortable.
If your nose is stuffy, steam won't kill the virus causing the cold, but the moist heat will help loosen the congestion. Inhaling it can help a chest cold for the same reasons. The heat also relaxes tension in muscles throughout the body, so you feel more limber, less achy.
I don't have necessarily enough time to devote to, say, going to yoga or something to lengthen my muscles and to relax and elongate. So for me to come here, it's really good for my body. And I leave here feeling 4 inches taller.
Susan is a fitness instructor and devoted steamer. But much of the pleasure she derives from the banya is social.
So I come with my husband and my 3 sons, and occasionally they'll bring a friend. And I come with my brother and his wife and his 2 sons. And we just make a morning and early afternoon of it, and we just celebrate each other. And we come in here, and Brian makes a beautiful experience for us, and just feels incredible.
But there are limits.
How hot is it in here?
190s.
Yeah,
really.
Probably mid-190s.
We would all die if we had to live here.
After steaming for about 15 minutes, it's time for cooling off. The steamers head for the plunge pool and cold showers outside the banya.
The cold is good. Stand under it. Woo!
It cools your head off, so your temperature drops immediately.
And as soon as they cool off, they head back in for more heat.
So it's like steam, rinse, repeat.
Yeah, it's a process, and it's a yin and yang.
For The Pulse, I'm Jeanette Woods.